welcome to the No Spin News for Monday, November 4th, 2019. Fight for your freedom. Vote tomorrow. Tomorrow's Election Day. I'm going to vote. There's not much going on here on Long Island, but, you know, I'm American. I'll go in there. But that's what you do. It's all local stuff. You know, vote. All right, quickly, an appeals court rules Donald Trump must give tax returns to a Manhattan grand jury, three-judge panel, Second Circuit Court of Appeals, unanimously ruled, president is not immune from state prosecutors, investigative steps. This is totally bogus. President Trump's going to appeal to the Supreme Court. He'll have a better hearing there. Everybody knows what New York State's trying to do. They're trying to fish for anything to get Donald Trump. That's what it is. And the judges should know that. I didn't see the brief, but I don't believe the Supreme Court is going to uphold the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. All right, so that's on the record. I covered it. Now, there's a whole bunch of stuff coming out from the transcripts of the closed-door impeachment hearings. I am not covering it. I'm sorry, but it's not worth your time for me to look at this stuff because it's selective. It's people who hate Trump. There's no cross-examination on it. Let the left-wing sites go crazy. If you want it, I'm sure CNN, MSNBC will do it all night long. Fox, I don't know what they'll do. It's kind of confusing over there these days. But I'm not going to waste your time. If I thought it was important, I'd tell you about it. It's not. Okay. There's a bunch of polls out. I'm going to look at two of them. Fox News poll. Now, remember, a couple of weeks ago, we had problems with the Fox News poll. We told you what those problems were. And now the Fox News poll asks, should the president be impeached and removed from office? This is before any trial or anything. So impeach and remove 49%, not impeach 41%, impeach but not remove 4%. Again, 49, get rid of them. 41, don't get rid of them. 4, you can impeach them, but we don't want them removed. So it's really 49, 45. Okay, now, if you look at the poll and who they asked, Democrats 49, Republicans 41, Independents 11. So it's an 8-point spread. That's not fair. Now, they justify it by saying, well, it's more registered Democrats in the country than registered Republicans. But you're not asking about a party. You're asking about a question. Should a president be removed? So if you know that the Democratic Party is heavily invested in that and the Republican Party isn't, then you have it even. And to see if there's any defections on either side. And the 11% independent, this is a game. They know, the pollsters know, whether the independent leans left or right because they ask them. So they could stack it all left-leaning independents if they want. You never know. I never know. Because all they have to put down is independents. So this is what they call push poll. All right? They wanted this. Why Fox News would want it? I don't know. I don't work there. I haven't worked there for almost 3 years. I don't know what's going on there. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. All right, the rising of hate, you know, we've really seen since Donald Trump has taken office, the hate just jump off the chart. It's getting worse. It's getting worse because now the Democrats, and I did a Newsmax interview today, we talked about this, they're getting worried that if they don't get Trump out of there, and they won't, unless new stuff comes forth. They're going to lose. Trump will be reelected. They get really worried. So the hate is rising on the left. So SiriusXM does an interview with a guy named David K. Johnston, very, very left-wing guy. All right. I think at one point he said he was a socialist. I could be wrong about that. But this guy is off the chart left. He wrote a book about Donald Trump. So now they say he's a Trump biographer. Like, you know, there was some official capacity. That's not true. He wrote a book on Trump. He hates Trump. He's always hated Trump. So listen, and I'm only running this soundbite so you get the level of hatred that is out there in the media. Go.
Even if Trump is convicted and removed, and we get briefly Mike Pence as president, that's not enough. Trump will spend the rest of his life traveling the country fomenting violence. He's already fomenting violence. He's asked crowds as a candidate to beat people up. So it is, I think, vital that not only do we get enough senators to remove him, and I think if you're Mitch McConnell, you don't want 67 votes. If you're going to remove him, you want 90 to 100 Senate votes. Mm-hmm. But he needs to be prosecuted for the many, many, many crimes he's
absolutely
committed and put in jail.
Okay. Loons are loons. But he's fomenting violence. He asks the crowd to beat people up. That's just not true. But it doesn't matter, really. But I wanted to give you, and that's going on all over the place. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Beto O'Rourke's out. Oh, isn't that a shame? Beto O'Rourke in the polls is polling at 1.7%. Now, I remember a few weeks ago, Beto O'Rourke said there was a woman in Las Vegas living in her car with her daughter, special needs, working four jobs. And I said, that's not true. He said that in a debate. I said, it's impossible. And it turned out I was absolutely right, and Beto O'Rourke lied. So the woman had worked one day cleaning a house, and another day she worked delivering something, but she didn't have four jobs, as jobs are defined. It was, the woman was in trouble. And I offered, and this is interesting, I offered to help this woman through my charitable foundation. I haven't heard from anybody. And they all know, because Beto O'Rourke tweeted out some smear against me. I don't even know what it was, but he's such an idiot. So he's out. But this ties right into the hatred. Beto O'Rourke's a hater. He's not a politician. And he's ruined his political career. Because if only 1.7 of the crazy left is supporting him, he's done. He's got nobody. Let me just run it down. So O'Rourke said, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15s. So he's going to violate the Second Amendment, come into your house and take your weapons, Beto O'Rourke. Second one, strip tax-exempt status for religious institutions who oppose same-sex marriage. So if you're a Roman Catholic, no more tax-exempt for the churches because the theology says marriage between a man and a woman. Now, in Beto O'Rourke's fascist country, you punish the Catholic Church and other evangelical churches and other religions, Islam, that oppose same-sex marriage. You punish them all. All right, Beto O'Rourke claimed the president inspired the El Paso gunman who killed all those people down in Texas. Total lie. Brett Kavanaugh, O'Rourke hung him. No evidence, just hung him. All right, late-term abortion, all day long for Beto. Open borders, all day long for Beto. Bye, see you. Probably the worst politician I have ever seen run for president. That's saying a lot. See you tomorrow.